This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. We kick off the second hour of the show. Tonight it's Ian.
Pickles Mountain.
I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Coming up, Captain Kickass has a story about New Zealand. Wants people snitching on their friends and family, co-workers, that might be conspiracy theorists. And they want to go after him for being terrorists.
That's right.
As well. We're going to talk about that on the way. Plus, Peekles, you got some news about banking stuff like the Bank of International Settlements allowing cryptocurrency ownership amongst central banks. Also, Greece is going to be offering a 10% subsidy, welfare, for people for buying food. And I've got a story about food being hard to find at all in Cuba. So all of those things are things we can talk about here on the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. But first, we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Saheed calling us from Maryland. Saheed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just had a quick question. I just had a quick question about interest. I was curious what you guys thought about it. And, you know, in like Afghanistan, how you kind of like deal with interest. Because in Islam, you know, interest is kind of like forbidden.
It is forbidden, yes.
For certain reasons. Yeah, for certain reasons, kind of like what we see in society today. So I was just curious what you guys thought about that.
Well, me personally, I think that, you know, if you're talking about Afghanistan or, you know, the society without a state, that everything just boils down to what you're comfortable with contracting, right? So if you want to make an agreement with another person or an organization and, you know, interest is against your religion or something, well, then you're not going to sign anything that has interest that has a component of your agreement. And that's totally fine.
Yeah, I think the
most... let me just throw something in here just real quick because I can get there a little bit. But, you know, for example, when it comes to... If I can technically go ahead and sign up a contract to be a slave or something like that, but nobody really considers that, like, legally binding, you know? So I'm just for that kind of, like, thought process when it comes to this.
Yeah, so signing a contract to be a slave is basically like trying to sell your car while you're driving it. It doesn't work. Now, you can have a contract for indentured servitude, for I will serve you for this much time, and then it's over. Now, that is a reasonable thing to have in a free society. Now, honestly, the biggest difference is that since there will be a market on these things, you will actually find out what they are. So, like, you use money, but no one tells you about fractional reserve. No one tells you how it actually works. You use the banking system, but there's a very specific way. There is only one way that you can bank in the United States, and they don't tell you what it is. Whereas with a free market, if you want a halal bank, that's great. There will be people to serve you, a halal bank,
right,
that does not loan any money at any interest. They go, no usury at all here. And
gotcha.
if you, on the other hand, are like, well... just like anything else, there needs to be a price on money, and I'm okay with interest. Well, then you can go to a different bank.
And wouldn't it be great to have those types of competitive organizations within the market instead of, you know, this sort of one-size-fits-all?
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I think it kind of exists like that in a global scale, at least. They pretty much set interest rates the base level. But, you know, in other places, they kind of do some interest-free in, like, Islamic countries.
Before you go on, I'm curious about this because I think it's an interesting discussion. Well, interesting. I think it is a discussion worth having. How is it that someone can – I'm not necessarily against the idea of interest-free loans. I think, you know, if you can do it somehow and afford to do it and it works out, I think that's great. It's a great service to be able to provide people. But – I'm guessing the reason why a lot of people charge interest on loans is because there's risk involved, and you have the potential for somebody to take a loan out and then never pay it back. And I guess if you are charging interest on loans, and that can kind of help cover some of those defaults that might be happening. That's just kind of my basic understanding of one of the rationales for it. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
In Islam, there's like a distinction between the principal payment and the actual interest on top of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can go ahead and be insolvent, or they can't really technically default on it. They owe that money. Pretty much, it's kind of like, that's like the base state. You owe that money. That's their property. Technically, they loaned it to you. They never mm-hmm. gave transfer the power ownership to you. You know what I mean? So people can take that risk and make that loan, but usually they'll have a collateral on the side to kind of like hold against, just in case they go at default. But they still go ahead and still owe the principal amount.
So collateral's okay. You can't default on the loan. And then what if, is it possible, since we were talking about indentured servitude, can you sign a loan and be issued the funds for the loan, but back it with indentured servitude if you cannot pay it back? Is that a possibility under Islam?
I am not 100% sure, but I do know that the only thing that person, technically the only thing that person owed when they made that loan, and they, that person put the collateral of their indentured servitude on there, that person still just owed the value of what their principal was. So if they somehow were able to come up with it, or maybe somebody else goes ahead and loans it, I mean, gives it to them so they can go ahead and pay that person's off, then that's mm-hmm. totally fine. But obviously,
well, right. So you could then indenture yourself in theory. I don't know if indentured servitude is okay under Islam, but if it is, then you could indenture yourself to somebody else who then pays your loan off to the bank, and then they own you for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a strong rule there. It's more like just like, you know, working out for the most part. At the end of the day, you know, you're never forced to do anything that somebody else does. At least that's my own, because you do own your body and your, you know, your mind and whatnot, no matter what you write down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But you do owe that person that money. You can't really, like, run away. That would be theft.
Certainly.
So you do have to go ahead and pay that back. But that's actually an interesting point there when it comes to interest, because that principal payment is what they went ahead and gave you. But on top of that, they believe that they're owed something on top because you gave your word that you're going to go ahead and pay something on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
People do take their word very seriously when it comes to loans, but in other cases like online forms or pretty much so many things that we go ahead and sign our name to that we really don't care, we really don't have any plan of following through with it, you know. But there's this idea of like what does the other party, what are they able to go ahead and do in response to that, you know? And so that's kind of like the direction I was trying to take that question, because I do think it's interesting in ANCAP to stand how that works. Because, for example, I can, you know, there's a lot of different contracts I can sign, but what's the response going to be on top of that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't pay that.
I think it'd be interesting.
I'd love to find out.
Yeah, it would be great to be able to see what the market was offering for loans without having some Federal Reserve or banking cartel making all the decisions from the top.
Yeah, one of the things that I would look forward to in a free market banking system. So the way that that loans get made now for cars and houses, you are putting the car that you don't own as collateral on a loan. Now, to me, that is insane. I would never bank with anyone doing that.
Right.
You put the house that is not your property as collateral for a loan in order to buy the house. Now, to me, that is just straight fraud. So I would love to see what the banks can do without doing that.
Yeah. Saheed, anything else you want to share?
Not off the top of my head. No.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Salam alaikum.
Hey, well, I guess salam. Appreciate it.
I always like
peace be with us.
I like
all.
To, yeah, that's what that means, yeah. Right? So you can bring up whatever you want here. I'm not Islamic, but I, you know, we used to have an imam on the show with us regularly, Will Coley, and so I learned a lot from him. I also read the Quran while I was in jail 10 years ago, a very long time ago, and so I learned a lot about it then as well and did some studying. So I know a little bit more than the average talk show host about it. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that's on your mind here. We're going to get into this terrorism story where they're trying to make it sound like people who believe in conspiracy theories, which is basically turned into facts recently. Like, right. All of the conspiracy theories post 2020 seems like they've come true, at least when with regards to COVID-19 related stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of memes about put another coin in the Alex Jones jar.
Yeah, he's going to need them. But we'll get into that one here in just a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. We're here on Christmas Eve, and it's open phones.
Ho, ho, ho.
As it always is. And then coming up later tonight, Beard Talk Live at 10:30 Eastern Time. So you want to stay tuned for that on our video channel at video.freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
Bagels Mountaineer.
And some sort of conspiracy theorist terrorist.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do in New Zealand. We're going to get into that story. Plus, you can go to Bitcoin.com if you're ready to start learning about.
Where is just Zealand?
That's a good question. The UK?
It's in, yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's in old England.
Kind of like New Hampshire is also, the old Hampshire is from
is
the
it,
UK.
Is it just called Hampshire?
I think so.
In the UK? Or is it called Old Hampshire?
I think it's just Hampshire.
Okay.
I think so, where they grow hemp,
as
right?
I recall, actually, come to think of it, I think Zealand was in Amsterdam. It was like another word for Amsterdam.
So we got open phones here on Christmas Eve. The number 603-283-6160. And the phones are working well tonight. We had real data issues last night. Everything's all cleared up. Yeah, it's all cleared up here tonight. But again, open phones here at 603-283-6160. We'll talk about finding food in Cuba. It is not very easy.
I'm sorry, correction, Denmark.
Why is that? We can get into it coming up. But Captain, you have this story to share coming out of New Zealand regarding conspiracy theorists being the latest target of the New Zealand government.
We've heard something similar to this in the U.S. where the government are trying to get people to consider folks with opposing government viewpoints to be considered terrorists. Domestic
terrorists.
Right, yeah.
Even though they haven't actually bombed anyone or shot anyone or threatened.
Even though we're literally the biggest voice to stop bombing people, stop shooting people, stop putting innocent people in cages.
Yeah. Yeah. So I read this and I thought, this is a preview of what's to come. Sadly.
To the U.S.?
Yeah, I feel the same about China with their
social credit systems.
The green and the red on the, sure. on the app that allows them or disallows them to travel. You know, oh, no, we're locking down. No, you can't go anywhere. Like, yeah, come on.
Well, the glorious People's Republic of New Zealand requires your compliance.
This is from a site called newspunch.com. It says, where mainstream fears to tread. I assume they're a lady site. I don't know much about them, but...
Probably.
New Zealand demands citizens report conspiracy theorists who oppose government policies as terrorists. The authoritarian left-wing New Zealand government has ordered citizens, to report their friends and family to the police if they suspect them of opposing government policies, including COVID measures. According to literature released by Jacinda Ardern's WEF Infiltrated Government, New Zealand citizens who are suspected of being conspiracy theorists, quote-unquote, will be investigated as terrorists.
Wow.
This government overreach coming to a government near you.
Yeah, they're just coming right out and saying it. That's amazing.
Kitteridge, director of the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service, explained that there are dozens of indicators that suggest a family member or friend has been radicalized by conspiracy theories and could be planning a terror attack.
Well, I mean, do we really need more than one political view? Ever?
That's what it's come down to, right? Like, if you're outside of the government's official view...
I maintain we need zero.
I mean, should we really be talking about things instead of just shooting each other? You know, like civilized people.
The article goes on, anyone who opposes government policies that are interpreted as infringing on rights or COVID measures the government took.
Hold on. Any policy that is, quote unquote, interpreted as infringing on rights, meaning that whatever they do.
Anyone who opposes, quote, government policies that are interpreted as infringing on rights, unquote.
Well,
that's
right,
one.
Right. So anyone that thinks that government is infringing upon their rights is a conspiracy theorist and a
therefore
terrorist.
Therefore a terrorist.
Or report them.
Yeah, or if anyone who opposes COVID measures the government took, quote unquote, must be reported and investigated as terrorists, according to Kitteridge.
We know they're your family members and you care about them, but we need to make sure they get corrected before they turn into a violent terrorist. You wouldn't want your son or your daughter or your brother to end up in a terrorist camp where we execute them. So we need to take them to a re-education camp first where we can help them, like the Chinese are helping the Uyghurs.
We just need to concentrate them in one area where we can reprogram, re-educate them.
Right. And they already have the camps. Remember, they've set those up during the quarantine. They had the quarantine facilities that they did down there in New Zealand, and they're still sitting there.
Well, I mean, these uppity peasants think they're allowed to form their own opinions on what the state does.
They'll show them.
They have a screenshot of a tweet from Wall Street Silver. It says, New Zealand has gone full police state. Anyone with a different point of view is an enemy. New Zealand government booklets being released telling public that if they suspect their friends or family are opposing government policies, including COVID measures, they should be reported as terrorists.
So that post would be reported if New Zealand or Wall Street Bets or whatever was in New Zealand.
Yeah.
This show would certainly qualify. Yeah. We question all kinds of things the government does.
They have what looks like a video of some news
here
people,
but
I haven't seen the video.
Here they have to cook up a bunch of Bitcoin-related quote-unquote crimes and raid your house based on those, because they haven't gotten to the point of actually being able to call having a different opinion terrorism in the United States yet. But how far away are they?
Oh, not very.
Bitcoin. We don't know what it is, we don't know what it does, but you're not allowed to do it.
If you have Bitcoin, you must be a terrorist.
Yeah.
I mean, coming soon, right?
Well, yeah, they'll just say, look, it's pretty clear that Bitcoin was intended to undermine the U.S. financial system, and that's an act of terrorism.
Well, you're allowed to have your own opinions as long as they're not about what the government's doing. It's very simple.
The article continues, under Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's leadership, New Zealand has emerged as the vanguard of World Economic Forum's left-wing authoritarian agenda. Citizens have had their rights stripped from them in a systematic and ruthless fashion, and now they are being told that questioning government authoritarianism is a form of terrorism.
Wow.
There's simply no room in New Zealand for public debate. Anyone with a different point of view to Ardern's WEF-infiltrated government is considered an enemy.
Okay, so they're going to redefine the word terrorism next. Remember how in COVID times they were redefining words in like Merriam-Webster's dictionary, like vaccine, I believe, was redefined in that time?
Yes, it was.
So now they can redefine terrorism to say anything the government doesn't like. That's the new terrorism, because the old terrorism was
forming an opinion about government.
It's the contrary opinion. You can have the opinion that government is good and that government is helpful.
No, not New Zealand. You're not allowed to have that opinion.
Why not?
Well, because you might be against what they're doing.
No, if you're in favor of what they're doing.
They need to help people.
No, you believe they're helping people. This is clearly helping people. They're taking people and they're re-educating them about, what the truth is. And it's whatever they say it is. But the old definition of terrorism is, if you were to go look it up, I presume it's still there, that it is the use of violence or the threat of violence to achieve a political or social goal. That's what terrorism is.
That's not an opinion, Ian. That's the truth.
For now it is.
It can only be good. We have defined it as goodness itself.
Yep, that's
I am the science. I am the truth. I am all that is good in the world.
Oh, there's more to this.
Oh, I want to find out about it. We'll get into it coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can call in and criticize the government. Well, at least for now, you can. We'll let you. It's Free Talk Live. They haven't taken us all away yet.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The TSA News Update. Traveling anywhere this Christmas Eve is just getting harder. FlightAware reports that over 5,800 flights have been delayed, nearly 2,600 canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. today. Jeremy Scott has more.
The saying, you can't get there from here, is ringing true for those who have spent any time waiting in an airport this weekend, like this woman trying to catch a flight to Canada.
My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know what to do.
Officials say make sure to check with your airline before heading to the airport, but even then, your flight could still be impacted.
Police are investigating a fatal shooting at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says a 19-year-old man was killed Friday night during an altercation between two groups inside a Nordstrom store. No one picked all six numbers on the Mega Millions last night. Tuesday's drawing, $565 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us, bring up whatever you want. I did mention, but we didn't really get into it, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency, because regardless of the fact that, according to some polls, interest is down, that is to say that people are not as interested in purchasing cryptocurrency today as they were a year ago, it isn't going away. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and a bunch of the other ones, Monero, these things are great ideas.
That's also like not the important interest to pay attention to, in my opinion, like whether or not people are willing to invest in it. The attention that I think is important for people to pay attention to is how many people are developing it, how many people are, you know, working on or with or forming new organizations that do new and unique things with cryptocurrencies, and that is at an all-time high. There are more people doing development around cryptocurrency in the cryptoverse, you know, exchanges.
And
know,
so all, some really exciting things are being created.
Very much so. Retail ownership is also at an all-time high. So, like,
that's good news.
Yeah, retail versus, like, you know, your Coinbases and your Krakens and all that sort of thing. Like, no, retail ownership of Bitcoin is at an all-time high.
Now, are they basing that based on the number of individual wallets that hold a certain amount of Bitcoin?
Yep, wallets that are not associated with any organization.
That's always good news. More adoption, slowly but surely. eventually over time. But go to Bitcoin.com because you do need to learn about this stuff. You don't want to just jump in and leave your coins on an exchange, not really know anything about the technology, because that's been the case for a lot of the people that have been quote-unquote investing in cryptocurrency. They heard the number go up. They wanted to get in on it. They quote-unquote got some from usually some exchange, then held on to it for them, and then, well, if it was FTX, went out of business. So some people learn the hard way, one of the most basic lessons, that had you actually taken the time to learn some of the basics first, maybe you could have avoided that damage. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and get digging into the world of cryptocurrency of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Those are the two you're primarily going to learn about. But if you get those ones down, it's pretty good introduction over at Bitcoin.com.
And the simple fact of the matter is that if you operate like a bank, you will go out of business. So, like, banks, all of the time, loan way more money than they have.
Mm-hmm.
If
that's their job.
Right. If a crypto exchange sells you more crypto than it has, it will go out of business.
Indeed. Except with the banks, the government will back them up. And with crypto exchange, you're on your own.
Right.
In that case. So, Captain, you were just getting into the story here about New Zealand. They are telling people to turn in your friends, turn in your neighbors, turn
your family.
In your family members. If they're starting to say things that might be outside of the mainstream, if they're questioning the government's version of events, and you were just playing a clip during the break that we actually played, I don't know, some number of months ago on the show from Jacinda Ardern.
There's some more about it here in the article.
If they're questioning either the government's version of what exists or the government's response to it. Like, either of those means that you need to dub your friends, families.
Right, if they say something like, oh, the government shouldn't do that because that infringes on our rights.
Yeah.
They're saying that you should turn them in for being a terrorist.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's insane. And the Jacinda Ardern, who's their prime minister or whatever over there, this horrifying, ugly woman that looks like a skeleton, let me
pick up where the article left off. Ardern signaled the government's shift into fascist mode in July, telling citizens that the government is, quote, your single source of truth, and unless you hear it from us, it is not truth.
That's true. She said that's exactly what she said, and there's audio of this.
Truly mind-blowing.
Yeah.
According to far-left Ardern, citizens must...
Is that like a crossing the Rubicon kind of moment? I mean, that's like insane.
Yes. Yeah, that's,
if it did not come from us, it is not true.
Before we went to the break, you guys were like, we are, or I am the science. Well, she's saying we are the truth.
Yes.
I thought I was kind of exaggerating.
Nope. Really happened.
You were hitting the nail on the head, whether you knew it or not.
That was 6 months ago that she said that.
According to far-left Ardern, citizens must dismiss anything else they hear unless it was issued by the government. Scary times in New Zealand, but are you surprised? We're talking about a far-left authoritarian state led by young global leader Jacinda Ardern, where citizens are being told to put their total trust in government and people who dare think for themselves and seek alternative sources of information are smeared as conspiracy theorists and investigated as terrorists.
And just to fill in anyone that needs it, young global leader refers to the World Economic Forum training program.
Yeah, she's part of that.
Has had extraordinary reach. Has included, the leader of Canada, Elon Musk, Putin. I mean, just an unbelievable list of people have been trained by the World Economic Forum in their Young Global Leader program.
So, Captain, does this story at all talk about what happens to people after they get turned in?
Nope.
Because that's one of the scariest parts, right? Like, where do they get disappeared
to? They're all going to be put in one place.
Right. We know could be that, in the ground. Could be a death camp. Could be just a retraining camp where you'll just be taught new things.
It's a re-education camp.
Look, they're doing it so successfully with the Uyghurs in China, so they're just going to borrow that idea and then move it into New Zealand, right? And that's totally fine.
Well, I mean, obviously these people are insane. You can't question the government and be sane at the same time. Duh.
Yes,
so we need to heal their minds, and we will know that they are healed when they can no longer question government.
This is a reason why in the United States it needs to end. The whole U.S. experiment needs to come to a close. The people who believe in conservatism need to move to conservative states. The liberals need to move to liberal states, and the libertarians need to move to New Hampshire, and then we all go our separate ways. That way, it's less likely that people will be throwing folks into indoctrination camps.
Yeah.
Although they might do it anyway in, like, you know, some of those other states.
I mean, it seems to be the way governments are moving. If you disagree with government,
total authoritarianism.
Disagree with government, you're a terrorist. You are an other, O-T-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and this is exactly what I was yelling my head off about 20 years ago when they're like, oh, well, here's the USA Patriot Act. Oh,
yeah.
So I just have no rights if I get labeled a terrorist.
Bingo.
And I was yelling my head off then about, like, they're going to label us terrorists, not because we hurt anyone, not because we're threatening to hurt anyone, not because we ever want to hurt anyone, but because we are questioning them. We are undermining their ability to hurt people.
Yeah.
Well said.
Anything else in that story, Captain? If you want to join the show here,
I mean, other than it's ugly.
It's terrifying.
And it's probably a preview of all of our futures.
There has got to be something we can do to stop it. And I don't think I'm not talking about violence. I don't think violence is the answer.
We agree.
That's what they use. That's their tool in their tool.
That's the only tool they have and the only thing they use to get things done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, they put an unbelievable amount of resources into brainwashing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they do that is because it matters what you think. It matters what you know. It matters what you believe.
They have to get you to buy into this. If the New Zealand people aren't turning in their neighbors, then this program doesn't work, right? If the New Zealand people don't turn in their friends and their family members, then they're not going to get anywhere with this. So if people don't buy into this propaganda, it stops right there. And the same thing was true with COVID. If people didn't obey the mask mandate, well, then all of a sudden they undid the mandate in certain places where it just didn't happen.
And let's not forget, they did have the snitch hotlines.
Sure.
In some states. Here in the U.S. as well as outside of the U.S., where, you know, if somebody wasn't masking properly or following the lockdown protocols, you could call and snitch on them.
Yeah. Make no mistake. The authoritarian hellscape will either be brought in under thunderous applause or not at all.
Yeah. I was just watching. You talked about the Chinese social credit program. There was I don't know if it was the U.S. or it was some English publication that had a video about it, and they were talking with one lady in China whose job it is, under her credit score or whatever, she has to snitch on her neighbors, and she actually has a quota. She has to deliver information about her neighbors to the Chinese central authorities, and she is rewarded in some way for this.
Wow.
Yeah, and she has to do like 10 per week or something like that.
That is an angle on the central bank digital currency I hadn't even considered.
Snitching?
Yeah, wow. Snitching quotas.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to bring your credit rating back up. Mm-hmm. Better snitch on someone.
Right. It's crazy. So, coming up here, how hard is it to get your hands on some food in Cuba? That's apparently getting pretty difficult. Let's talk about it coming up in moments. The number is 603-283-6160, and possible food subsidies coming to Greece as well. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open on this live New Year's, Christmas Eve. New Year's is next week. Christmas Eve.
If you decide to start your New Year at Christmas, then why not? I mean, it's not like they know how time works.
I mean, it is kind of a throwaway week, right?
Come on. They start a new day in the middle of the night so that half of the night is also morning. None of this makes any sense. Come on.
We're glad to be here with you, though, live here on whatever day this is, Christmas Eve. On Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. We're going to go to your phone calls. Mitzi in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Gabley.
Hey, Mom. Nice.
We just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, aww. And I got your presents just in time.
Oh, yay.
That's sweet.
I'm sad you're not wearing it tonight, though, I got to say.
All right, what is it? Now you got to tell us. Did you open it yet?
I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't open my Christmas gifts until Christmas. That's how I roll.
All right, well, you know you can wear it.
I know,
at
right?
At the very least. You know that much.
Spoilers.
It is perfect for New Hampshire in the winter.
Oh, I believe it. Right, and we need it because it's like 11 degrees out here now.
Yeah, it's cold. Well, I mean, it can't be that warm in Texas yet, right? Isn't it like cold everywhere in the South right now?
11 degrees.
Right now in Texas.
Not this second, but yesterday morning it was.
Wow.
Because it was like 11 degrees on my way over here today.
Yeah, it's 13 right now, yeah. Apparently. So. Thank you guys for the kind wishes and appreciate it. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, that was it. Appreciate the job you guys do. Yep.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
Merry
that.
Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Let's go to the phones here. Unscreen caller, you're on the air. All right, that's the third time, by the way. I took the guy off the air a couple of times. I just wanted to see if this guy was there at all.
Is it the same caller?
Yeah, same caller. Dude called in a couple times earlier in the show, and he was on hold for a little bit. So when I picked up the line, I thought, well, maybe he just, you know, something happened to the line. So I figured I'd just answer immediately and see if he was there. And
no voice ever?
Something's wrong. Yeah, something's wrong with that guy's line. I don't know what's going on. But it's not us, because as you could hear, our lines are
maybe
working fine here tonight.
Maybe he's got his phone muted or something.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Sorry, bro. All right, so number 603-283-6160 in Havana right now. It is very difficult to get basic food items. Now, of course, you know, in Cuba, it's kind of like a communist country, right? Like, yeah, there's been
I've been told.
There's been some changes over recent...
Sarah keeps telling me that communism works.
She does. Good. And now, it's not total communism, because they have had some changes in the last couple of decades, ever since the Castro brothers have been gone from...
Total communism doesn't last very long.
Yeah. Belkis Fajardo, this is the AP reporting, Belkis Fajardo, age 69, walks through the dense street of downtown Havana with a small bag of lettuce and onions in hand.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't mean to stop you, but I just had a thought. It occurs to me that communism could very well be sold to the United States as a weight loss program.
Have you considered the Venezuela diet?
No, I mean just like, you know.
You've heard of the Mediterranean diet.
There's somebody,
maybe just don't
somebody,
have enough food to eat.
I'm a fat dude, so I'm included here. But, like, you know, there's so many obese people in the United States today, right? And that they call
yes,
it an epidemic
are.
And all that kind of thing. And so it occurs to me that somebody could run on the platform of, we will introduce communism as a weight loss program for America.
It would be successful.
For a very low fee, we will take all of your money, and you will have nothing to buy food with.
Right. She wonders how she'll feed her family over the holidays. This is a lady named Belkis. Scarcity and economic turmoil are nothing new to Cuba, but Ms. Fajardo is among many Cubans to note that this year is different thanks to soaring inflation. Guess they're having that problem too.
Oh, weird.
And deepening shortages. She says, we'll see what we can scrape together to cook for the end of the year. Everything's really expensive, so you buy things little by little as you can. And if you can't, you don't eat, she said. Basic goods such as chicken, beef, eggs, milk, flour, and toilet paper are difficult and often impossible to find in state-run stores.
Mm.
When they do appear, they often come at hefty prices, either from informal shops, resellers, or in expensive stores, only accessible to those with foreign currency. It's far out of the range of the average Cuban state salary, approximately 5,000 pesos a month, or about $29 U.S. on the island's more widely used informal exchange rate. So this is sounding a lot like the Venezuelan stories we were talking about over the last several years, where there's the official exchange rate, and then there's the what they're calling the informal exchange rate. That's the black market,
right,
where people, you find out what the peso is actually valued at when you're not trading through the official channels, through the banks or whoever. Nearby, a pound of pork leg was selling for 450 pesos, around $2.60. So just think about that for a moment. You're earning 5,000 pesos a month, and 1 pound of pork leg is a full tenth of your monthly salary. Okay? Not everyone can buy things, she says. Not everyone has a family who sends remittances, which, of course, is wire transfers and, like, Western Unions from abroad. She says, with the money my daughter earns and my pension, we're trying to buy what we can, but it's extremely hard. In October, says the AP, the Cuban government reported that inflation had risen 40% over the past year and had a significant impact on the purchasing power for many on the island. Now, remember, they say that hyperinflation is 50% or higher.
Yep.
And, of course, we also know that governments lie about their inflation numbers. So if the Cuban government is admitting to 40% inflation...
What is it really?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. While Fajardo managed to buy vegetables, rice, and beans, she still has no meat for Christmas or New Year's. The shortages are among a number of factors stoking a broader discontent on the island, which gave rise to protests in recent years, as well as an emerging migratory flight from Cuba. On Friday, U.S. authorities reported stopping Cubans 34,600-plus times along the Mexican border in the month of November, which was up 21% from the 28,800 times in October. So there's a lot more people trying to get the F out of Cuba now. The dissatisfaction was made even more evident during their local elections last month when 31.5% of eligible voters didn't even cast a ballot, a far cry from the nearly 100% turnout during Fidel Castro's lifetime. Despite being the highest voting abstention rate in the country that it had seen since the Cuban Revolution, the government still hailed it as a victory. However, in an address to Cuban lawmakers last week, President Miguel Díaz-Canel announced or acknowledged the government's shortcomings in handling the country's complex mix of crises, particularly food shortages. Now, one thing we don't have a problem with here in the United States, at least not yet. Is food shortages.
Right.
There were some supply chain issues during COVID, and toilet paper was kind of difficult to find when it was insanely in high demand, and the market couldn't respond to that quick enough, it seemed.
And we've seen increase in prices of things that are very common, $5 eggs, for example.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, produce prices were up dramatically in just the month of November.
Beef is insane right now.
Yeah, so we are seeing increased prices, but you can still go and buy most of whatever it is you're looking for, whereas the Cuban people can't even buy meat. She says, Ricardo Torres, a Cuban and economics fellow at the American University in Washington, said he saw the words as meaningless, the words from the politician. Without a real plan to address discontent. He says people want answers from their government, not words, answers. For years, the Caribbean nation has pushed much of the blame for its economic turmoil on the U.S.'s six-decade trade embargo on Cuba, which has strangled much of the island's economy. However, many observers, including Torres, stress the government's mismanagement of the economy and reluctance to embrace the private sector are also to blame. And this is, once again, exactly what we saw with the Venezuelan situation, where the Venezuelan government was blaming the United States and blaming the U.S. Sanctions on Venezuela for the reason why their system was failing. Now, there's no doubt.
It's not our insane amount of corruption that's causing this. This is your fault.
I wish there weren't sanctions, because then they wouldn't be able to point to that. And that's a convenient scapegoat for these communist nations to say, oh, well, we'd be doing fine if we could just trade with the United States. And certainly, they'd probably be doing a little bit better if they could trade with the United States, if there was some semblance of free trade between them. So, but that said, it's obviously communism that is the problem here. Communism has failed every single time it has been tried, and failed in a disastrous manner.
Yep.
Not just like some little failure that people just wanted to turn around, but like starvation and murder.
I want to clarify, state-based communism. Right.
Communism is one of those slippery words where it could literally mean the anarchist utopia.
Well, so I make the distinction because, like, there are people who would like to go find buy a plot of land, invite some family and friends, homestead it away, and act in a communal way, right? This could be called a commune, right? So I want to make a distinction between that and state-based communism, right? Which is the communist system of government.
There aren't very many successful communes, though, either.
No, but they do exist.
I've heard that.
Well, communism works real well in the size of a family.
Right. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us, bring up whatever you want. Hour 3's on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.